First, our first lot of news. We will briefly visit the sports desk. But first, we'll be in the realm of nature. There's tree planting at Great Plumstead and a bee awareness project for children and a new community garden. Then the football club's poor results are known as Delia Smith confirms her commitment to the club. Success, however, for a junior wheelchair tennis player. People living in a new housing development will be able to wander through a nearby woodland and pick fruit from the trees planted there. More than 100 trees were planted in Great Plumstead's Rosebery Fields, located just off Hamilton Close. The community woods, built on council-owned land, form part of the Platinum Jubilee celebration with the Queen's Green Canopy Tree Planting Initiative, encouraging people to create a special gift to commemorate the landmark. A mixture of trees, including wild pear, cherry plum, hawthorn, apple, rowan, greengage plum, dog rose, ash and hazel, have been planted in Great Plumstead. Additional fruit trees were provided by Broadland District Council, and folk go alongside the 100 trees provided by the County Council. This is part of the County Council's programme to plant 1 million trees across Norfolk over the next 5 years. It is intended to help the authority achieve net zero carbon by 2030. Sprowston has also recently benefited from the scheme with a mini forest planted at the recreation ground in February.
Children dressed as bees were out in Norwich city centre to promote the well-being of the insects. The youngsters were in Gentleman's Walk, helping the Greener Spaces Community Group and Norwich Green Party give away packets of seeds for free. The group talked to people about gardening for wildlife and how vital it is to help bees and other insects by planting wildflower seeds, particularly in built-up areas like Norwich. Green Party City Councillor Jamie Osborne said, "A range of threats from our modern industrialised world is affecting the abundance and diversity of bee species. Research shows that nearly a quarter of Europe's bumblebee species are now threatened with extinction. Seeds for Bees is part of the campaign Norwich Green Party has been running with the Greener Spaces Community Group to promote biodiversity and improve green spaces in the city. The seeds given out were carefully selected to include over 25 nectar-rich and colourful species, which they hope will provide a floral feast for bees."
A thriving community herb garden has been installed to brighten up a once unloved city space. Led by Greener Spaces and Norwich Green Party, the initiative outside St Barnabas in Langley Walk, Mancroft, has cultivated a variety of plants for those living nearby to help themselves and to enjoy. Locals will be maintaining it, and there are a few volunteers on hand.
Norwich City's joint majority shareholder, Delia Smith, has reaffirmed her commitment to the club and said she has no plans to leave. In a wide-ranging interview with BBC Radio 4, the 80-year-old chef admitted she booed the Roman Abramovich chants during the Canaries match against Chelsea and called the government's approach to visas cold. When asked, given the club's situation, if she ever thought about selling up, Delia made it clear she would remain at Norwich City, calling sport a roller coaster with more joy than pain. Delia pointed to the Russian owner's takeover of Chelsea 19 years ago and said it hadn't done football a lot of good. She said, "If you have multi-million pound players not even playing in the game and sitting on the bench, while you have clubs like ours who are self-funding, sport goes out of the window. It's so unfair." Delia, who celebrated 25 years at the club in November 2021, also criticised the decision to not get rid of visas as people in Ukraine seek refuge from the war. One or two people have made the decision not to do away with visas, and we have no say, she said. We're coldly slamming the door in their face. It's not how Britain truly is, and all of us should do what we can to persuade the government to scrap visas.
Norfolk teenager Ben Bartram has been named as the LTA Tennis Awards Junior Wheelchair Player of the Year 2021. The 16-year-old started off last year as the new world junior number one in the ITF World Rankings and went on to win three gold medals at the School Games National Finals and the singles and doubles at the prestigious British Open Wheelchair Tennis Championships ITF Junior Series in July. In October, he led the junior Great Britain team to a brilliant silver medal in the World Team Cup in Sardinia, and will now be on a three-person shortlist for the Junior Player of the Year award, with the winner to be announced in May. I feel honoured to receive this award, and I'm excited to be shortlisted alongside Matilda and Jack for the Junior Player of the Year award. There are great moments for me last year, and I'm looking forward to building on that as we progress into 2022.